Sakura Spring Break by Kida Sparkles. First published 2024. Chapter 1. Sakura, wake up. Megan poked her again in the shoulder. This was the third try to get Sakura out of her crib and moving. Miff Bimet's peas, Sakura mumbled into her pillow. You had 5 minutes already, Megan said, pulling her pillow out through the crib bars. Hey. Sakura stared through the bars reproachfully. Now get up so you're not late for class. Again, Megan stressed. Sakura grumped as she let down her crib bars and climbed to the end of her bed, sliding down the sliding board. The last part did help her disposition some. She was having a bit of trouble adjusting. When they lived on campus, everything was right there within a short walk. Sakura could run out the door with less than 10 minutes to spare and make it to class on time. Now she needed several minutes more to get there. While living with just Megan and Summer had perks, there was also a drawback that she didn't always have someone around to talk to. In the dorms, she just had to wander out into the courtyard to find people. Of course, the trade-off was having her own room and getting to keep it any way she wanted it.
A whole house with a kitchen.
A place to park her car. A nice bathroom. A great-sized shower and bathtub where she could shave without bumping her head on the sides every time she tried to bend down. It was definitely worth it. Come on, Sakura. You promised to walk with me to class, Megan said. Remember, just a couple more days and then we get to relax a whole week on an island for spring break. Sakura perked up at that. And Summer's parents' house first, she reminded Megan, so we can get the keys. Just for one night, Megan said. 2 nights, Sakura tried to bargain.
Summer said they have a tennis court.
You don't know how to play tennis, Megan reasoned.
What's to know?
You take a racket and you whack a ball with it. Besides, there are cute outfits. Megan giggled. There are at that. You're gonna be flashing your diaper the whole time you wear one, though. Betcha Abel wishes he could see that. Too bad he couldn't come for the whole trip. But at least he'll be there by Wednesday night. Sakura replied, not embarrassed by Megan's teasing. Sakura had asked Don Williams if it was okay to have a friend with them for a couple of nights. Royce Abel told her he thought he might afford to take off half a week from his research. Mr. Williams was not dumb and apparently knew all about the contract they signed with Megan's mom. Your boyfriend, I am guessing, he asked Sakura on the phone. She blushed and nodded, then said, yes, sir, when she realized he couldn't see her nod. Her honesty and respect got to him and he said, that will be okay, but the terms of your contract with Ms. Johnson will still be in play. It should be fine, there are plenty of bedrooms for everyone, he added. Sakura was shocked he knew about the contract. Daddy made me promise to send him a copy of everything I ever sign, Summer explained. I started out to send it to him before I signed anything, but that got too difficult. So now it is to make sure I know what it says and send him a copy as soon as I possibly can. So I took a picture with my phone and sent it to him. Actually, that was why he made the offer to us that night. He called me after I sent him the photo, and he was so pleased about the way we handled it that he decided we could handle this job. Which is fun for us too. Sakura was happy about that. And she didn't mind not being able to share a bedroom with Roy.